Welcome to Soul to Soul with Kay Vlachos. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm here to inspire you to live a more meaningful life filled with love, laughter, and lots of amazing soul-led adventures. I'm an energy healer, mindset and well-being coach, and have been helping my clients, yes, this could be you, to manifest your intentions successfully for nearly a decade now. I love supporting my soul sisters here in Australia and worldwide to embrace your inner wisdom and trust in your intuitive guidance to navigate your way through this amazing life. Through attending my events here on the Sunshine Coast or booking in your own personal energy healing with me through my website, soul2soulwellness.com.au. My weekly soulful conversations are brought to you today by our partner, S2S Floors. S2S Floors pride themselves on delivering a high quality floor finish Australia-wide. S2S Floors understand the importance of creating luxury and durability in your home and are well known for providing a professional floor finish to your commercial premise as well. Check them out today for all your flooring needs at s2sfloors.com.au. Welcome back to Soul to Soul with Kay Vlachos. I am Kay and I am so thrilled to welcome you here. I hope you got to listen to my last episode about the 7 ways you can manifest your way to Bali with me, because today's episode piggybacks on last week's episode to support you right now in your life. And if you're feeling the call to join me in Bali, or if this is your very first time you're listening to my podcast show today, welcome, welcome, welcome. Today's show is a biggie. And before I share all my insights with you, ways you can stop letting fear grip the reins in your life to stop you from living an amazing life, let me share with you one of the biggest dreams coming true for me right now and invite you to be a part of this dream if you choose. In October, later this year, we are hosting our very first international retreat, and we'd love you to come and join us. And in a minute, I want to share with you how beautiful this experience is going to be so you can make it happen for yourself if you're feeling the call. The energies in Bali, where Kat Mokes and myself are hosting our retreat, are very high frequency, which are going to help you to integrate and help us all to channel our downloads easily. Bali is going to provide such a powerful healing reset opportunity for everyone who comes along. The Balinese people are so beautiful. The colors in this tropical landscape, vivid, and the Balinese culture is super aligned. It makes for a perfect complement to our incredible retreat creation. Balinese locals live their life in devotion every single day, and you are going to see their daily offerings on the dashboards of their cars, in their homes, in the common places in their homes. So it's really common for their houses and compounds to have their own temples inside their compounds, honoring their deities. Our guest transformations are going to be so amazing. I get to walk you through how, in fact, you bring you through your own intuitive guidance into your soul. Identify for yourself the ways that your intuition shares guidance with you. And you are going to be so surprised with how simple this is. And in fact, that it is a remembering for your soul, because you've been doing this all your life and in previous lives, and perhaps you know and perhaps you don't. It doesn't matter. We're going to bring all of this to light for you. And if you have been on your own beautiful spirituality journey for a while now, and you are coming along, it is common for your intuitive abilities to expand and grow, often discovering new abilities and ways of receiving guidance, layering on top of your primary guidance receptors that you already know about, and fantastic new ways to intuit being revealed to you. So my abilities, as I shared in the previous episode, are continuing to expand and grow on my own spiritual journey. And I know this will be true for your journey as well. Everyone is different and unique in the way that they receive their messages. So our goals are for you to feel fully confident in the way that you receive your messages. And I know that together we're going to achieve this. It's so exciting. We're going to blend the way that your intuition is guiding you to put your guidance into action so that you can stop your fears from stopping you in your life. This is what today's episode is all about. How to stop your fears from stopping you taking action in your life in the direction of your dreams. So I'm going to share with you my insights on that today. In Bali, we're going to include some sound vibrational therapy and breath work to engage our subconscious to support you to live the life of your dreams. You will be given rituals to take back home to continue building on so that you can continue building your dream life. Integrating all these teachings, we're also going to immerse ourselves in the Balinese culture. This is a very important part of our retreat experience. We will visit the Pyramids of Chi, a beautiful wellness center in Ubud, where we'll be situated for the week and participating in a local purification ceremony in a local water temple, the Balinese way. I love Balinese cuisine, and this will be in abundance for you to try because we have our own private chef, guys, and is such an integral part of holidaying in Bali. Now, we've thought of everything for you, even picking you up and dropping you back to the airport if you arrive on the day of the retreat, and if you are leaving Bali International Airport on the day our retreat finishes. Now, if that sounds good to you, head to my website after this episode, soultosoulwellness.com.au, and go and look at your rooms, go and look at the retreat venue, and just see how amazing it is in pictures. You know, our eyes soak in everything, and they soak in our experiences, and they give us a glimpse of what we can experience in our lives through pictures. So today, it is so important for you to talk to your fears in this special way. Talk to your fears as if they are your little sister, your little brother, your child, or someone you really care about. Ask them why they feel scared. Then ask them, what is the worst can happen? And are you going to let this stop you from living your best life? Now, I had this experience not too long ago when there were a spate of media stories landing in my consciousness around planes hitting air pockets in the sky and dropping suddenly in altitude. And this happened to coincide with my family's trip to Europe recently. Now, I'm not going to lie, I felt that feeling of fear pop up inside me because I knew in a short few weeks I would be tripping it around Europe in planes. And I had a decision to make, whether I could let this fear grip me to the point that I decided not to hop on the plane because of the stories that I'd heard, or I could go inward and talk to my fear and find out why this triggered her, why this story triggered her, and then make a decision in my heart around what felt good for me. You see, as much as I feel so much compassion for anyone who is hurt in any way as a result of incidents that happen in our world, I also feel it's really important to not make someone else's story and someone else's experience your future story or experience. I hope this makes sense to you. Let me use another example which you might relate to a little bit more easily. When we all found out about the COVID virus, there was so much fear perpetuated throughout the world around catching this virus, and we were told that we would get it if we didn't receive a vaccine, right? Or we didn't isolate ourselves. I immediately told myself I was going to be okay. I decided that if I was fine and no amount of fear could persuade me from changing my mind. How did I know this to be true for myself? Because I know that the only way for us to become ill is when our mind, body, and soul are out of balance. I know that even though this virus was spreading across the world, fear and allowing myself to feel fearful for a long period of time meant there was a good chance my body, soul, and mind could end up out of balance. And that was the only way that I was going to get this virus, if indeed that was going to happen to me. And it didn't, by the way. So I chose to do the following. In our home, we limited the amount of news and media we watched because most of it was promoting fearful outcomes. I do not like anything that promotes a fearful outcome, as I know that my thoughts create my reality. So if my thoughts create my reality, I get to choose what I want to think and I get to choose the thoughts that I give power to. So I choose to think thoughts that promote my well-being and promote a great mindset state and a feeling of overall amazing well-being in my body. We also knew that focusing on boosting our well-being was the best way to prevent illness in our family. So that is what we focused on. That is the message that I promoted consistently. And we spent as much time as we wanted to out in nature as we could. We exercised. I even ran Zoom exercise classes for anyone who was interested because I knew that isolation was the opposite of what our souls need. I know that social connection is very important for all of us as human beings, and to discourage this would be detrimental to our well-being. So I encouraged my daughters to stay connected with their friends as long as they were receiving positive messaging, right? And we jumped on extended family Zoom chats and checked in with our neighbors and friends whom we knew were living alone. And I also knew that when you are ill, it is even more important to be connected, to be taken care of and supported. So the information that we were receiving from outside sources went against everything that I believed would be best for my family and myself. So we focused on taking care of ourselves, and I also focused on sharing this positive messaging as much as I could because I could see how fearful so many of our loved ones were, so much of our world was. So back to walking myself through the plane scenario, dropping in altitude, and what was I going to do in this instance around this sense of fear that popped up for me in this moment? It didn't pop up for me when it came to COVID, but it popped up for me now. And if you remember, you know that your thoughts create your reality, then in any situation, you check in with yourself to see what kind of thoughts you are creating and compare them to how you're feeling in your body. You see, our thoughts promote our mood state. And when our mood is low, the quality of our thoughts that we are thinking are the same. They're low, a low quality thought processing that's going on and thought making that's going on in our minds. So when you work with me, if you are interested in creating a positive well-being state, we start with looking at your mindset state and ways that you can best support yourself here so that you can promote a better mood, as well as what ways you can support your physical well-being. So for example, how do you change your well-being state when you're feeling low, overwhelmed, anxious, fearful? There are so many amazing ways you can shift your state of well-being when you feel low. And I love helping my clients with this and watching their powerful, immediate transformations occur before their very eyes and before my very eyes. You see, just because we experience the feeling of fear does not mean it has to stop us from doing the things we want to do, that we feel called to do in our lives. Does a child not learn to ride a bike, even when at first they may fall over trying to learn? Most probably not, because there is someone there to support them, to give them positive reinforcement and encouragement to have a go and to keep trying until they get it. Does fear come up in the process? For some people, yes. And for others, they are so keen to learn how to ride a bike that that doesn't even come into their consciousness. They don't even experience the fear because they're so excited and they're focused on the outcome and end result, which is being able to ride that bike. An example in real time for me right now, and with a lot of my friends, is teaching our kids how to drive. And I'm teaching my youngest daughter how to drive at the moment, along with a couple of other mentors. And this can bring up a lot of fear for parents teaching their child how to drive, right? Now, I've walked this path once already and have one amazing daughter who is such a confident and independent driver now in her own right. So I have walked this process all the way through and I'm getting to walk this process again. And I am really excited for my youngest daughter because I know the independence that she craves and I know how excited she is to be able to be a driver in her own right. And this feels so empowering for her. But it didn't begin this way for my eldest daughter, right? That she started out as a confident, independent driver. She aspired to be. She needed to learn from the beginning. She needed to practice, learn what all the fancy controls in the car did, learn how to turn the car on and off, change gears, become aware of all the cars on the road around her, learn when to start braking, when to accelerate, and to drive in the flow of traffic. Learn to accept that there are rogue drivers out there on the road who are going to do what they want and not adhere to the road rules. Learn how to parallel park her car, reverse park, learn how to drive in a variety of conditions and the difference between driving on smooth roads and off-road, driving at night versus driving during the day, in different weather conditions, driving with the sun in your eyes, windy conditions, rainy conditions, dirty windscreen, torrential rain. Some people even drive in snowy conditions and so much more. There is so much to learn when you start driving, and at the same time, we as parents or whoever is teaching your child to drive, if you have a child, or perhaps you're teaching someone else's child, it can bring up fear inside us. To sit in the passenger seat and relinquish control to the learner driver is an eye-opening experience. I've seen it with myself, having to take a few deep breaths and reminding myself that I am safe and I feel safe and I have full confidence in my daughter has something that I have had to teach myself because it was an experience I was experiencing for the first time with my eldest daughter. Unfamiliar. Stepping into or out of my comfort zone. And it's interesting to observe how much more laid back my husband was and that different supervisors have different levels of comfort being in that passenger seat and relinquishing control. It was interesting to observe. There are so many skills you learn when you become a driver, and we are always learning for as long as we drive. And if we drive for the rest of our lives, we are learning for the rest of our lives because road conditions are always evolving and changing all the time. You see, it's okay to feel scared. However, you have a choice to observe and ask yourself, why am I feeling scared? And actually try to understand where this comes from in your body. Talk to the feeling like it's your child, your best friend or sibling, and ask yourself where this feeling is coming from and what you can do to support the feeling so that it doesn't feel that way. To help you move into a more positive mood and state of well-being. For me, when this came up for me as I was teaching my eldest daughter how to drive, I realized that my body still held on to some past trauma. You see, in my early 20s, I experienced two car accidents back to back within a few months of each other. One where in the rain, the car, two cars ahead of me, I remember, suddenly put on their brakes. And by the time I hit my brakes, it was too late and I re-ended the car in front of me. my very first car accident. Then a few months later, my car was T-boned by a bus and my car spun around and out of control and ended up on the other side, opposite side of the road where I hit a postal box. My car was a complete write-off and the only part of my car that was okay was the pocket that I was sitting in. Someone was looking out for me. Thirdly, when I was 7, I witnessed my little sister be run over by a car. And to any 7-year-old, this is of course traumatizing, right? So interestingly enough, all of this was linked to the feeling of fear that came up as I was sitting in the passenger seat, teaching my eldest daughter how to drive. Now, this had no relevance whatsoever to whether she was a good driver or not. And once I realized this, I knew that this was my fear to work through and not hers, and how important it was that I did not impose this on her. Why would it be fair to pass a fear of mine that has no relevance to my daughter whatsoever onto her new experience in her life? So for me, my fear was real, yes. However, it was also in my past. I'm alive and I'm happy and healthy and I'm here talking to you, so it doesn't hold any significance in my life today. My sister amazingly survived her accident and has lived and continues to live a very full life. I was not injured seriously in my car accidents, so I take the learnings from these experiences and I choose not to let them stop me from living the life of my dreams now. I had a choice and I chose to look into why I was feeling scared, and then work with the information that presented itself to me through asking myself this series of questions. A lot of people stop themselves from living the life of their dreams because they have a fear of success. What will it mean if I achieve my dreams, if I become successful? Would it mean saying goodbye to people in my lives who do not come on the journey with me? Does it mean that some things in my family life are going to change somewhat? Am I not going to be here as much for my children as I'd like to be? Sometimes success means sacrificing things in your life as well. And often being successful requires moving so far out of your current level of comfort, because being successful actually means stepping into a new version of you. And then there's this fear of failure. That's a big one too. What if I fail? What would people think? And what if I'm failing out in the public eye, going for my dreams and everybody's watching me? How embarrassing, right? To fail in public, to stuff it all up and have to start from scratch again. You see, fear of failure and fear of success can actually go hand in hand too. You can feel both at the same time. And this could stop you from living the life of your dreams. I know exactly how this feels, because I didn't make it to the Sydney Olympics back in my 20s playing soccer with the Australian soccer team, women's team, aka Matildas. And this is a beautiful example of how feeling publicly, and one I lived publicly, as did a lot of people I know who didn't make it into this team that went on to play at the Sydney Olympics. Now, I worked very hard in my soccer career and loved it for the most part. There were times that I didn't enjoy as well, and yet I didn't make it to an Olympics or a World Cup at senior level. Now, one could argue, did I have a fear of success? And did this prevent me from making these teams? We will never know. However, what I do know is that I felt so bad knowing how much time, effort, and money my family and friends had put into supporting me to achieve my dream, that when I decided to retire, I felt like a huge failure. It was the right feeling and the right time for me to step out of my soccer career in that space and move into a new chapter. But when I reflected and realized all the years that my family had been following me around Australia to watch me play, I felt like it had come to nothing, because I hadn't achieved that top echelon, right? Those gold medals, being seen out in the public eye, playing at this level, because I retired. I chose to retire. It was a very sad time for me. Holding on to this feeling of failure was something I had to work through myself. Nobody could work through it for me. And back then in the 90s, I didn't know that I could get support to work through these feelings that I was feeling. But I do know that I can now. And I do know that I can help people with this themselves. Had I talked to my fear and asked myself, did I actually fail, and questioned that story, I would have realized that no, I didn't fail in the way that I felt in my body. I got to live a lot of my dream. I met amazing people. I trained full time, which did not exist for women back in the 90s, really, in most sports. And I got to kick a football around every day. I love kicking a football around, even still to this day. I was also not alone. Every time a team is selected, someone doesn't get in and someone does. It just is what it is. And what about the times that I did get in? Did I think about the people that didn't get in? And everyone has a turn at some point in their lives of making it and not making it. And if you are in fact having a go, and this led me to the point that I needed to remind myself that in order to not be picked for the Australian team, I was actually in there having a go and putting my hand up for selection and showing what I had to offer. I was in the running for the Australian team. So many people did not get this opportunity. And in fact, I had many teammates who I played with over the years who didn't even get to the level that I did. And I know that they would have loved to. I had so much to be thankful for. In fact, my sister wrote me a beautiful letter after I was dropped from the Australian team the final time, telling me how proud she was of me. And in this letter, she reminded me of how far I'd come and that no matter what, she was proud of me and looked up to me for what I'd achieved and that I was a success in her eyes. And this meant so much to me back then and still does now because it was exactly what I needed to hear at the time. Got me out of victim mode and got me to re-pivot my focus on what was important in life. I know too my parents were very proud of me and the experiences I got to have, traveling to the USA and Canada, New Zealand, where I captained the Australian university team in the US and Canada in the World University Games, playing in the junior and youth Australian teams when I was of relevant ages to do that, and once in the B team for the Matildas, as well as representing New South Wales in the junior youth senior levels, captaining the teams at times over a 15-year time span, winning many national tournaments, scoring winning goals to win a couple of these championships. I did not fail. I was having a go. And you see, I believe that failing is when you don't have a go. If you're actually having a go and putting your hand up, you're not failing. You're learning. You see what I'm doing here? I'm actually showing myself all the reasons why I did not fail. And when I do this, that feeling of failure actually disappears. It goes away. Because I'm proving to myself that this feeling of failure, this fear of failure, is actually just a story I'm creating in my own mind. Remember, it's okay to feel scared. You have a choice to observe and ask yourself where this feeling is coming from. Is it a story or is it valid? You get to explore and investigate this for yourself. So today I want to share with you five ways that you can shift the fear in your body. So it doesn't stop you from living the life of your dreams. So you're ready to learn five ways that I do this for myself and teach my clients how to do this as well? Number one, ask yourself, is my fear real? Is it an actual fact that if what I'm feeling right now, what I'm feeling scared about, is going to come true in my life? And if the answer is yes, then maybe your fear is valid. But if your answer is no, then ask your fear. If I choose not to take action around what I'm feeling scared about, will I regret this choice? Yes or no? Three, if you feel that you might regret not taking action, insert your dream goal here, the one that you're trying to achieve. What are you saving money for a trip, trying something new, changing careers, signing up to work with a mentor? Ask yourself, will you regret not taking action around this? And then ask yourself, what positive contribution and benefit that doing the thing that you want to take action on will bring into your life? What is the positive impact that this experience is going to bring into your life? And then lastly, talk to yourself and show yourself proof that what you are feeling may not actually be true and why it may not actually be true. And when you ask your brain to do this, your brain starts to problem solve for you and come up with the reasons that you're looking for. So segueing back to those media stories that I was hearing about planes dropping in altitude, I needed to walk myself through this process. Was my fear real? Was it valid? Well, yeah, it could be, right? But was it valid for me in this specific moment? No, it had never happened to me before. I'd experienced turbulence, but I've always arrived at my destination, right? So was I going to allow this fear stop me from getting on the plane to go to Europe? God, no. It's my dream. It's my dream to go to Europe and enjoy this holiday with my family. You see, my excitement overrides my fear. And that helped me realize that, well, I'm just going to hold my fear by the hand and she's going to come with us to Europe, right? You get a choice. You get to make a choice and decide what you're going to do, whether you're going to not do something or you are going to do something. So if you have a fear of success, remind yourself of all the times in your life that you have succeeded. If you have a fear of failure, look for the proof that you can't possibly be a failure. Whatever your fear is, look for ways to prove to yourself why this fear is not going to stop you from living the life you aspire to live. You will do this again and again in your life. When you are going into a new level of comfort zone, out of your comfort zone, trying something new, new fears pop up. Just know and decide that it's not going to stop you from living your best life. You get to choose how to coach yourself through this so that you keep moving forward, keep making your dreams come true, keep signing up for the experiences and doing the things that you know on the other side of your fear are going to bring you the most incredible amount of pride in yourself, be the example to your loved ones, especially your children in your life if you have children, create magical memories in your heart forevermore. And actually do not become a sticking point where you let any excuses stop you from doing what you desire to do. This has come up for some of my clients thinking about joining Kat and myself in our upcoming Bali retreat in October this year. And if you are one of my clients listening to this today and you're feeling the call and you deeply desire to join Kat, myself and our guests, then I encourage you to work through your fears around why you think you cannot. That might be coming up for you right now. And if these are questions that we can answer for you, then reach out and let us answer them for you. It requires you to take that next action step, right? And let's figure out together whether your fears are valid or are they just presenting as a story or an excuse to keep you in your current comfort zone. On the other side of leaping, what will the benefits of coming to our retreat offer you? What are the magical memories you get to create for yourself, your heart, your soul? Why does your soul desire to go? And applying the questions that I just spoke out to you, I'm going to walk you through it again. If you are feeling the call to my retreat, ask yourself these following questions. Is my fear real? Is it an actual fact that what I'm feeling scared about is going to come true in my life? Or is this a story that I'm creating right now for myself to prevent myself from making this decision or taking this next step? If I choose not to take action around going to Bali with Kay because I'm feeling scared or fearful, will I regret this choice? Yes or no? And if you feel that you might regret not taking action, what does this mean for you? What action step does your soul want you to take? Is it time to reach out and reserve that room with us if that's the next step? Is it time to reach out, have a conversation if that's the next step, to answer the questions that you have? And lastly, not before you ask yourself this question: what is the positive contribution and benefit and immense value that coming along to Bali and being a part of our Sacred Soul Sanctuary retreat is going to bring you in your life? The most important question to ask yourself right now. And if you have listened to the end of this, through to the end of this episode, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for gifting yourself this incredible half an hour in your life with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're taking to listen to my insights and my words that want to be shared today. I wish you a magical day, and I look forward to bringing another podcast episode to you very soon. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. All the links mentioned in today's Soul Chat can be found in the show notes below our conversation. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave me a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to today's episode. This helps more women to find these juicy and inspirational conversations. For all my upcoming events and to book an energy healing with me in person or via Zoom, please head to soultosoulwellness.com.au. In the meantime, I encourage you to do one thing for yourself today that is going to help you feel great in your skin and to help someone else feel great by just being your beautiful self with them. Wishing you a beautiful day.